Byway was like, "Shut up, Bob."
Hey, DJ, spin that crap. Hey, this is Miles.
What the heck is that?
I'm just relating to our younger viewers.
Hey, yeah, well, it sounded like it.
Well, I guess we don't really have viewers. But listen.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I am so tired.
You're already suffering from dementia, I think, in your old age.
Yeah.
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 But at least I got my hair.
That's right.
Or at least a facsimile that's woven into a skull cap.
Kong!
So, yeah, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Anyway, I've been busy writing a song parody for our biggest fan, CB.
Oh, really? You want to divulge any or no?
Yeah, it's based on REM's Losing My Religion.
Working on this for like 10 years now, yeah. I'll get it down one of these days.
No, I didn't.
I got an email into Michael Stipe.
Okay, you're at, you know CB, right?
Yeah, CB.
Okay, CB, the great guy, writes in all the time, CB. And I thought
yep.
Something. It's not very long, but all apologies to the Beatles, okay? Ready?
Uh-huh.
Here I find myself at work with headphones. Bob and Miles come to me. Podcasting original comedy, I do believe.
Not sure.
Although Bob might be getting a funky haircut, or Miles just can't find a place to pee. Hope this week's show is funny, I do believe.
That's it? Are we done now?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to go to the chorus now. I do believe. I do believe. Yeah.
Believe. I didn't make up something about Scott Baker, too.
But there's one thing I can't believe. Is this the reality? There you go.
Yeah. So CB, there you go. I was thinking about
it. Yeah, I don't know. That's, you know, it's on the... Evidently, I was reading tonight that Ringo Starr is not going to sign anything else after October 20th. He's not going to answer fan mail. He's going to just throw it right away. He's going to throw it away. He's going to throw it in a shredder.
Well, what's the point, man?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just read that. Then nobody understands what the deal is.
Why is there a deadline? Like after?
That's what he said. I don't know.
Huh. I didn't read that. That's weird.
You're only left with McCartney.
Huh. No, I didn't know that.
Read about him. He was traveling across the country here, right?
A few months ago, yeah, he was in Springfield.
I read about that. Yeah, he was traveling Route 66. Did I ever tell you that?
On his way to Israel, I believe.
I didn't realize Route 66 went to Israel, but explain the success of Cars, I suppose. I don't know.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, it goes all around the world, Route 66.
There you go.
Yeah.
So.
And we didn't mention that Paul Newman died a week or so ago. I'm surprised that didn't come up.
I didn't really have anything to say about it.
Well, considering that you're, you know, other than Top Gun, your most favorite homoerotic movie is Cool Hand Luke, so. It's got all your favorites. George Kennedy and, you know, Branford Dillman and, of course, Strother Martin.
I'm a big fan of Gods and Monsters, so yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. See?
That'd be right up there, too, I guess, with my whole collection of homoerotic movies I like.
That's right.
Apparently.
Well, I know. Like, I have always, you know, and this obviously been blown out of the water at this point, but I always thought, you know, I would be a good stand-in for Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka, you know, in my younger days. And then, but that's been shattered, of course. But then I always thought you had this thing where you wanted to play the George Kennedy role in Cool Hand Luke.
I would do that.
Yeah, because that really was befitting of your
your
personality and everything there. Drag line.
A modus operandi.
There you go.
That Luke!
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured that at least that would come out. It would be actually more of an ode to George Kennedy rather than Paul Newman, but whatever.
Yeah.
You identified with George Kennedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not just because you look kind of like him in older age.
Yeah, I'm catching up to him pretty quick. Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
So, anyway, yeah.
Poor Paul Newman.
How about that Paul Newman?
Well, I know you're kind of down tonight, so
I am.
I got a little pick me up for you.
Pick me up, man.
Yeah.
Tell me something.
So you always love to hear it whenever, you know, I get my comeuppance.
I love it.
So, and I got a doozy. We had a big weekend here, you know, 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
At least I turned it for myself into a 3-day weekend. Mm-hmm. Columbus Day and all. And so we have big plans, right?
Big plans, yeah.
So on Sunday we're going to the Pumpkin Patch, which we do.
All right.
And I've talked about this previously, going to the Pumpkin Patch, where they have all those monster pumpkins, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's some kind of redneck festival out there at the Pumpkin Patch.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you see, it's like a place, it's a place for the redneck family to go. Is go to the pumpkin patch. Oh, yes, it is redneck. My wife's like, oh, no, it's not. I will tell you that there was, you know, more women with tattoos there than at a Grateful Dead concert, I think. And believe me, they're not hippies if they're at the pumpkin patch with their tattoos, you know.
Your wife's like, I've got more degrees than those 10 women over there.
That's right. My wife had more degrees than teeth of those 10 women, so that's what makes it a redneck destination. So I don't know what it was about the pumpkin patch, but boy, oh boy, like everybody's a farmer when they're at the pumpkin patch. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Were you had it all turned on by all the bad tattoos?
And no, that was not. Sorry, but actually our story starts prior to that.
Okay.
So we're trying to get to the pumpkin patch.
Right.
And so I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but my daughter's very slow as far as getting out the door, you know?
No, you've not mentioned that.
Oh, really? Well, I don't like to dwell on it because I don't want to, you know, make her feel bad or anything. But
yeah, she might hear the show 20 years from now.
That's right. Well, and so I don't know what the deal is. It's almost as if, you know, it's like two time zones. And she lives in one and everybody else lives in the other one. And so we're trying to get going. Well, my son and I are all ready. And my wife is kind of helping my daughter kind of move it along here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all antsy to get going, you know. And so I go, well, let's go out and swing. And so I take him out, and of course it's like it's the morning dew there, and so the seat's all wet. And I'm like, oh, don't sit down because, you know, we're going to get in the car. I don't want you to have this wet ass in the car here. And
okay.
And so I go in, and I get some napkins, and I wipe off the swing. And then he's like, all right, I'm ready to swing. I go, well, I got to go throw away all these wet napkins, you know what I mean? So I go throw away the wet napkins. Well, at this point, everybody's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm throwing away the napkins, and they're all coming out. I'm like, all right, buddy, it's time to go. Well,
uh-oh.
You know, he has to be defiant.
You screwed the kid out of the swinging time, didn't you?
Yeah, well, there you go. I did not.
Yeah,
I tried to offer up the swing time, and then the swing time got lost with all mm-hmm. the rigmarole of the wet seat and everything. And so I'm like, all right, let's get going. I'm not going to go anywhere until I get a swing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm like looking at my wife. I'm like, what the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, well, go swing him a little while. We'll just wait. All right, fine. Well, have I ever mentioned that I have a couple dogs?
Yes.
We'll pick this back. This is a looping story. Well, I have a couple dogs, and they're confined to the backyard with the swing area there.
Yeah.
And they're typical dogs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm walking out to swing my son. I step off the deck.
Yeah.
And I step into a hole that the dog dug.
Yeah.
With the morning dew.
Yeah.
And I proceed to twist my ankle to where I don't know if it's... I don't know if anybody could hear it outside of my own head, but it sounded like somebody took a sheet of bubble wrap, rolled it up, and twisted it. And all I heard was pop, 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 all the way down until I fell and hit the ground.
Finally, I've been waiting for the payoff of the story. Thank God.
Oh. Now I'm writhing in pain in the wet grass.
Yeah.
And I hear in the background my son laughing. Yeah. Until I start cussing about everything.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden he shuts up and says, I'm in trouble, and takes off running.
Call 911, you little asshole.
At this point, my wife walks up and is trying to figure out what the hell happened to me, because I was walking, and the next thing you know, I disappeared. And
you know,
she proceeds to tell me, look down at me and say, can you move your leg? And I go, I don't know. I think it's broken. And she goes, well, it's in dog shit. So for that point, then I was, you know, if any dog had been within arm's reach, I probably would have strangled it to death and like ripped its head off or something. I was so in such agony and such, you know, torn emotion there.
You know, the pumpkin patch closes in 30 minutes, Bob.
Yeah, no, we were early, so I had just opened. Thank goodness. So I lay there for a while. I go, just give me a few minutes. I can wiggle my toes.
Give me a couple Krispy Kremes, for Christ's sake.
So she goes and gets me some ibuprofen, and I lay there, you know, wet in the grass.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally get myself up on my foot, and it's hurting like hell. Mm-hmm. And I go, all right, I think we're going to make it, but I'm not going to be able to drive because of my right foot.
Right.
And starting to feel numb.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you need to go to the emergency room. I said, no, I can stand up, so we'll be all right. So I proceed to limp around the pumpkin patch for everybody.
Oh, great.
And sit down when I can, you know.
Uh-huh.
So then now, since then, I've just been trying to stay off of it. I told you I had a real, you know, busy week plan. Well, that didn't turn into anything. I've just been sitting with my leg up for 2 days now. And I got a picture that I'll post with the story that you can see how horrible it looks.
Oh,
it basically looks like my toes ate a grapefruit and it's stuck at my ankle.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see this.
And it's very discolored and everything.
Gross.
So, but I mean, I have not known. You mentioned earlier when we were talking prior to this that, you know, when I hurt my knee severely, and I haven't felt pain. I didn't feel the pain when I hurt my knee initially. Mm-hmm. But I was house-sitting for my mother-in-law at one point after I'd hurt myself.
Right.
And I fell down her stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically blacked. I like felt like I was going to black out because of so much pain in my leg when I fell.
Because
I'd re-injured my leg. That's what it felt like when I twisted my ankle. I felt like, oh, my gosh, this is like the worst worst thing. And then so I've been kind of limping around here.
Yeah.
But I'm actually gonna go see the doctor tomorrow because it's still looking pretty nasty.
Can you get like an electronic scooter when you went to pumpkin patch? They have like one of those Walmart scooters.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get a Walmart scooter for this. I think I can still
come on.
I can still get around. Okay, I guess.
It's your right to do that, man.
That's all right. I don't want to take away from the old people.
Come on, you're one of them.
So I know you like to hear about that. So
I love those stories.
Yeah, so I basically was blaming everybody. I was so angry about this. Except for myself, of course, for not filling in the stupid-ass holes that I knew were out there. So, and then we go out and look at it tonight, and it's really not that deep. It's not even – my whole foot couldn't even fit in the hole. It's so shallow, but it
so
just is a weird
step.
So did you
have poop on you, too?
No, it actually didn't get on me. It was nice. Unfortunately for me, it was a nice dry poop.
Did it break your fall at all, you think?
No, it didn't break my fall. Did not break my fall.
With two dogs, you probably have a lot out there that you don't clean up.
Well, there is. I was complaining about that shortly thereafter. I'm like, you know, I was told that somebody was going to clean up all this shit and it wasn't going to be me.
You just did. It's all over your shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So my kids had fun at the pumpkin patch, but I didn't. I was just in pain pretty much the whole time. So
look at that woman over there hobbling.
Yeah, look at that fat chick hobbling. Yeah, the You know, you don't think about it, but people really do stare you down whenever you walk a little different. So
yeah.
They're like, oh, my God. And I had some guy help me hold the door. We went and got something to eat, you know, afterwards.
Yeah.
And he held the door for me and was like, you know, oh, hey, after you. You know, it's like, yeah, it's all right, buddy.
You got a stiffy or something?
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, I'm still in quite a bit of pain if I step on it wrong. But I'm not in constant pain just sitting here. I'm just in a little pain. If I try to bend it or twist it or anything, it's just a lot of pain. So.
Well, sorry to hear that. Wow.
No, you're not. You love hearing about that shit.
That's true. Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Jeez.
Except ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that is weird. So, there you go. You should feel a little bit better. At least your ankle's not swollen up and you're, you know, not cussing everybody out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's a lot.
I'm sure it does.